Let's say you dreamed last night about synchronicity, and you're not even really sure what that means. But then you look at your podcast player today and you see that we're covering that topic. Well, you just experienced it. Today, we learn more about synchronicity. Thanks for listening and subscribing to Learning More. I'm Russ. And today we are talking about synchronicity. And to do so, I'm joined not by just one person, but two people, well, a husband and wife team to talk to us about synchronicity. Rob McGregor is the author of 21 novels and more than two dozen self-help books. Many of those were co-authored with Trish McGregor, his wife, who is also joining us today. He's also won the Edgar Allan Poe Award for mystery writing. And you may have heard of the Indiana Jones novels. Well, he did those as well. Now, Trish McGregor, his wife, who's also joining us, is the author of 42 novels and also a winner of the Edgar Allan Poe Award for her book, Out of Sight. She has also written numerous self-help books. Their most recent nonfiction book is Phenomena, Harnessing Your Psychic Abilities. Now, they are also podcasters as well, so you got to love that. And you can access their podcast called The Mystical Underground on their blog, synchrosecrets.com. Trish, Rob, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I like that intro.
Thank you. I'm glad that you guys were able to make it here today. There could be a series of events that make it where this doesn't happen. So there was a series of events that we should, I guess, appreciate that got you here today. So, okay, we're talking synchronicity. Can you tell us what is synchronicity?
Basically, it's a meaningful coincidence. So two similar but unrelated events come together outside of cause and effect, and that's a coincidence, and the resulting coincidence is meaningful to the person who is experiencing it. Let's say you have a friend from long ago that you just happen to start thinking about. I wonder what happened to that person. An hour later, you get a Facebook friend request from that very person. And that's a synchronicity. But it could also be telepathy. It could be precognition.
Yeah. Well, Jung was Carl Jung, essentially the person that discovered synchronicity, or the first person to talk about synchronicity, was really into the paranormal as well. And synchronicity sort of falls into that category because it's more of a theory. It's discussed in depth in the spiritual community, but skeptic scientists might say that it's coincidence. It's just events that are happening. It's confirmation bias, and it's not true science. Whereas others that believe in synchronicity say that it helps to bring meaning to the universe and that it proves that we are here exactly where we need to be at the right time. Carl Jung talks about the improbability of chance grouping and observations, things where we see them perhaps like a foreknowledge of future events, a coincidence that's essentially known in advance. However, you may not recognize that coincidence until later. For example, if you have a dream about a red car, the first thing you see when you get up is a red car. Is that coincidence or is that synchronicity? That has been a question for a long time. In fact, physicist David Bohm looked into this as well. Can you tell us a little about his research?
The physicist David Bohm believed that there was an explicate order, which is like what happens, you know, our daily lives, what we see, what we experience, and that there's also an implicate order, which is the internal stuff. And he believed that everything unfolded from the implicate. So to me, synchronicity exists along that border between the implicate and the explicate order. And I think it's our most accessible way to understand our inner worlds, our consciousness.
Our connection to the deeper part of ourselves,
yeah,
that exists outside of time and space.
Now, okay, to give maybe a better example of this, you two wrote a book called Sensing the Future. It had historical examples of synchronicity and precognition. It included some major events that we've all heard about. One of those events was the sinking of the Titanic and a book that was written years before. Tell us a little about that.
On April 15th, 1912, 1,502 passengers and crew members died. Okay, in 1898, 14 years before the Titanic set out, there was a book that came out by Morgan Robinson called Futility, or The Wreck of the Titan. Now, the story is about how a luxury ship like the Titanic, which he called the Titan, and it was reputedly unsinkable, that it sank with enormous loss of life. Both sank in the North Atlantic in the month of April. Both were of British nationality. Both were described as unsinkable. Both were on their maiden voyages. Both were the world's largest luxury liner. The Titanic was 882 feet long. The Titan was 800 feet long. Both had insufficient lifeboats for everybody on board. The Titanic had 20 lifeboats. The Titan had 24. Both sank near midnight. Both had a capacity for 3,000 passengers. The Titanic had 2,228 passengers on board, and the Titan had 3,000. The point of impact for both ships was the starboard. Both ships had three propellers. The Titanic's speed at impact was 22.5 knots, and the Titan's speed at impact was 25 knots. Now, when you think that this book, you know, Futility, was written 14 years before the Titanic sank, that's precognition, and it comes through creativity. Because a lot of times, people who are involved in creative endeavors tap into the future.
You know, it's a good historical example there. When you talk about that, I can't help but think about all the comparisons between JFK and Abraham Lincoln.
And here's another synchronicity. Just as you said that, before, right before you said JFK and Lincoln, I turned to the next page of this book, and there it is. Okay.
Okay, we're creating our own synchronicities here. That's perfect. Okay, meaningful coincidence. We talk about these historical events. Let's talk about something that actually happened in your lives. Tell us about an event where it has been highly suspect as let's say, a synchronicity event.
A number of years ago, I was a windsurfer, and I was out windsurfing, and I forgot to take my wallet out of my pocket. And I go down off board, and the wallet disappears. I go into shore, and I'm looking all over in the car, and I realize I know it must be in the lake, in the bottom of the lake. I go home and tell Trish I lost my wallet. However, I have this feeling that that wallet is going to come back to me. And it's an intense feeling that I'm just sure. I didn't try to get a new driver's license, or cancel the credit cards, or get new credit cards. I just had this sense that it was going to come back to me. I get a telephone call 2-3 days later. It's a man who tells me, "Are you Rob McGregor?" And I said, "Yeah." "Oh, that's a relief. I found your, I was fishing in the lake with a net. I found your billfold, and I thought your body might be down there."
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
And,
oh,
jeez. So it did come back to me. So okay. Then he said, he tells me where he lives, gives me his address.
Okay.
And so I go over there on this Sunday afternoon, and there's a party going on, and very crowded. And I'm wandering around looking for this guy, and there's like three people with that first name. And so I finally find him out in the garage, and he hands me my billfold. And I look at him. I said, "Wait a minute. I know you. I've met you." And he said, and I realized that he had come to my house, and he has a lawn service, and he is looking for business. So the guy who found my billfold, I had already come to the house and met me. And then he hands me the billfold and said, "All the money is in there, and the credit card, so you know I'm an honest businessman." I already had a lawn service.
Oh no. Well, I guess the synchronicity wasn't there for him.
Let me give you one quick other one. We had a cat named Fox, and Fox disappeared. We didn't know where Fox was for 2-3-4 days, and Trish said, "He's not coming back." And I said, "She's going to come back this Saturday at midnight." I don't know why I said that. And that Saturday night, we get a knock on our door right at midnight. It's our next door neighbor, and she's holding the cat. And the cat was out in the courtyard. Wow. And right to the minute. I mean, it's astonishing.
So I guess the question here is, Are you seeing these synchronicities because you're more open to seeing these? And perhaps if we were more open to the idea of synchronicity, we might be able to see more synchronicities in our lives.
Yes, and I think so.
And just are they actually happening more? Are you just more aware? That's the question. You know?
Now here's another weird one. Right. This was one of the most this falls in the mind blowing category. In the late 1980s, Rob and I went to Venezuela. I was born and raised, and my parents were with us. And you know, Rob and I traveled a bit with them. Then he and I went on our way, and we were in the Maicatia Airport in which serves Caracas. And in those days, the Colombians were really sending a lot of drugs to Venezuela. So the airport was filled with guys carrying machine guns.
Young guys, soldiers. Like 16, 17.
Yeah, 16, 17.
With machine guns.
And we were waiting to get, this was like before the TSA, but we were waiting in a line to get onto the airplane. And the soldiers were checking everybody's stuff. There was a guy in front of us in a three-piece suit, and he had a briefcase with him. Rob and I looked at him and thought, this guy might be a drug dealer. He's carrying drugs in there. So the soldier stopped him, and they said, open your briefcase. And he did.
Gradually, he unlocked it, opened up. Everybody leans forward, re-leaned forward. The guys with the machine guns lean forward. Looks, there's only one thing in that briefcase. It's a book called Fevered that Trish wrote.
But I wrote it under a pseudonym. So it wasn't like I could even tap him on the shoulder and say, that's my book.
That's weird. What are the chances there?
And then we never saw the guy in the airplane or never saw him again. But it was just odd that. And the title of the book kind of
described
the atmosphere. But the oddity of this man, this tall man, about 6'4", 6'5", with a briefcase and nothing else, no other luggage except Trish's book. So we've never figured that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. All right. So I'm loving these stories. We got to take a short break here. When we get back, I want to talk about just, is it luck? Is it chance? Is it us looking for patterns? Okay. Let's dig a little bit more into synchronicity with Rob and Trish right after this. If you enjoy history, maybe you're just feeling a little nostalgic, or you wonder who's having a birthday today, or maybe you need a reason to celebrate. Well, we've got the perfect podcast for you. It is called This Is Today. And each and every day, we talk about the historic events, celebrity birthdays. We also talk about whatever is going on today. There's always something to celebrate when you listen to This Is Today. And at just 10 minutes each day, you can make it a daily habit. You can even add it to your Alexa Flash briefing. Click the link in the description or just search in your favorite podcast app for This Is Today. Thanks for listening and subscribing to Learning More. This episode, we are talking about synchronicity, and I'm joined by Rob and Trish. So you guys also, you have a podcast on this. So if those listening today wanted to learn more, even more, they could go check out your podcast. Where do they find your podcast and what is it called?
On any podcast platform, it's called The Mystical Underground.
Okay. And we'll put a link to that in the description. You guys also have books as well, right?
I mean, about 100 books.
100 books. Okay, so plenty of reading.
Yeah, we've been writing quite a while.
Awesome. So I'll link over to your website. Okay, so thinking about the stories that you told before the break, I mean, those are pretty big stories, right? You've got somebody diving in a particular location and finding a wallet. That person just happened to be at your house prior to that. You've got the opening of a briefcase and the only thing in it is a book that you've written. Those are pretty big things to happen. Is synchronicity essentially only these big things, or, and does it have to be such a random huge thing like that, or can it just be something small?
Well, what we did in our first book, Seven Secrets of Synchronicity, we organized the seven. We saw seven types of synchronicity. Trickster is one of the types, one of the archetypes of synchronicity you find in synchronicity. I was writing a novel, a series, and I wanted my second book to be on time travel. And Rob and I were in Orlando at a Scottish festival. And, you know, all these people had all their stuff laid out, their clothes, their products, that kind of thing. So I went over to this, you know, one display of shirts. And I found a kind of a cool shirt that first had been made in Ecuador, which was the country where this novel was taking place. So I looked inside the shirt and it said time travel. I thought, wow, there's my confirmation. This second book is going to be on time travel. So when we got back home, I wrote my editor and I said, okay, I want this book to be on time travel. She writes back and she says, no.
No.
So I thought, okay, now what?
She says time travel books don't sell. Now.
Yeah, which is not true. But that's the example of a trickster. You know, you think you've gotten confirmation.
Oh, gotcha. Then it's.
And then you find out that you haven't. I mean, you've gotten confirmation of is that's what you want to do, but it isn't necessarily what's going to happen.
So I think of the book in some of these things. I think of that, you know, The Secret, right? Where it's like if you kind of will it, it will happen. Mm-hmm. Is that a version of synchronicity?
Yeah, I think it, you know, I think your intentions do play a part. You know, somebody had asked us on one of the podcasts, well, how do you create a synchronicity? And I don't think you can create it, you know, per se. Well, I think what you have to do is you focus on what do I want? What's my intent? You can create a synchronicity by saying to yourself, okay, I have a question. And when I walk outside in the morning, the first thing I hear is going to be the answer. You know, whether it's your radio or a neighbor saying something to you, that often gives you an answer to what your question is. That's a simple form of synchronicity.
And oftentimes when you just have intense feelings about something that you're looking for answers, you know, they just like Trish and I as writers, sometimes we're blocked. And I go in to take a shower and suddenly, boom, the answer just appears to me.
There's also a synchronicity of numbers. You know, a lot of people for a period of time were seeing the number 11 or 111 or 1111. Now, here's one. Number 137, Wolfgang Pauli, who was an early supporter of Jung's theory about synchronicity, was really obsessed with the number 137, which in quantum physics, it's one of the unsolved mysteries of modern physics, the value of the fine structure constant. Okay, 137 is a prime number, can only be divided by one and by itself. It's a positive integer that can't equal the product of two smaller integers. Okay. In this book called, it was a wonderful book, In Deciphering the Cosmic Number, The Strange Friendship of Wolfgang Pauli and Carl Jung, Pauli was so obsessed with this number that at the age of 58, he went into a hospital for routine surgery. And when he found out he was going to be in room 137, he said to his assistant, I'm not going to make it out of here alive. And he didn't. You know, so, but, and yet, 137 means the DNA of light. That's literally what it is. And it just obsessed Pauli for all of his life.
I thought you were going to go the other route there and say that that he felt like, oh, I'm at 137. So it's like, I'm going to be okay because he had this kind of comfort around it. So,
I mean, I guess with Pauli, he kind of recognized the number 137 as the archetype of death. You know, so 137, even though it means the DNA of light, for him, did become an archetype of death.
And he experienced a lot of synchronistic type events throughout his life, right?
Well, he was a guy, he would walk into a laboratory and immediately everything would break down. So that at one point he was forbidden from entering laboratories. I think it was by some other physicist who said, we don't want you here.
There was even a case where Wolfgang Pauli was told that, hey, our machinery broke down and you weren't here. So that wasn't your fault. But at the time that happened, he was traveling on a train that was stopped in the station. And the station was near the lab.
Wow.
Without being in the lab. Another symptom.
Oh, wow. That's pretty funny. Okay, so I guess in thinking about synchronicity, the first question I wrote down on all of this, which ends up being one of the last questions I ask you guys here, but it's about humans looking for patterns, right? Like that is what we do, right? Whether it's math or science or whatever, we look for patterns. So is this just us trying to find a reason for random events?
I really don't think that there is a theory yet for what synchronicity is. I think we belong to a synchronicity group that was started by a professor of psychiatry at the University of Virginia. And what I found is everybody in this group, and about 25 people, they each have a different take on what synchronicity is. Some people say, well, there's 9 keys, and we say there's 7 secrets, and somebody else will call this by another name. So I think people are exploring.
Yeah, the question of patterns, this is always something that skeptics come up with. And what the underlying idea is that there's really no such thing as synchronicity. They're just making this up because they're looking for a pattern. But when you actually look at these events, I don't think you can explain it so easily. Oh, it must be a pattern there. Sometimes there's no pattern at all. I mean, it's just strange things happen. One time I was in a car with a couple of people taking them to the Miami airport. They had both come from Jamaica and were staying in South Florida for a while. And the man was kind of a New Age preacher. He had a little church in Negril. And so we had this spiritual discussion going on as we're heading to the airport. And I was just feeling this intense feeling again that I get sometimes. And the car passes us that has a license plate that says Zen 665. And the guy says, wouldn't it be interesting if we saw a car that said Zen 666. Not 2 minutes later, we saw that car. A car passed us.
And what are the odds? You know?
And then like 2 years later, I saw that car again.
Well, you know, when I hear these stories, I can't help but think of kind of the bigger picture, the bigger meaning, right? Like, you know, seeing a car. Okay, well, you saw a car. But why were you there at that particular time with those particular people? And if we think about synchronicity, is it that we are exactly where we need to be at this particular time? This is everything aligning. And so I guess that in a way, whether we're going through something difficult or something good, this is exactly where we're supposed to be at this exact moment.
I think so. I mean, you know, what's interesting, what we found is when people are going through major things, big life changes, marriage, death, divorce, a big significant move, that's when synchronicities really flourish, because it's almost like, you know, the universe is trying to say, okay, here's this, calm down, you know, it's going to be okay. You know, some of them are warnings, some are confirmations of questions.
And so when you seemingly randomly meet someone and that person turns out to be the person you're going to spend the next 40 years of your life with, that is also synchronicity. When I met Trish, she was teaching at Florida International University, teaching English as a second language to Cuban refugees. And I was working for a newspaper as a reporter, and I was doing an article related to the Cuban refugees. And at the end of the interview, she said to me, you know what synchronicity is?
And he gave you the right answer.
I said, I think so.
So, okay, if somebody experiences a synchronicity and they want it researched, you guys actually help with that, right?
Right.
So how do they reach out to you?
There's a contact form on our blog, which is blog.synchrosecrets.com, and they could just contact us there.
And you can also go to that same link, which is in the podcast description, to access their podcast and their books. Rob and Trish, thank you so much for joining us today and helping us learn more about synchronicity.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to Learning More. And also remember to check out our daily podcast called This Is Today, where you can learn the story of each day, including national events, daily history, and some fun stories. This Is Today is available wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, there's a link to that in the podcast description as well. We have our next episode of Learning More in production now, and you'll be able to catch that next Wednesday. Of course, the entire catalog of episodes is available and ready for you as well. If you have something that you would like to learn more about, let us know, and it just might become a future episode. You can do so by going to our website at learningmorepodcast.com. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I'm Russ, and I look forward to learning more with you next time.